Hello, it's the 21st of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton man involved in a high-speed chase with police will serve time behind bars. 25-year-old Syed Reza reached speeds close to 150 miles an hour when attempting to escape from the police. The motorist rammed two police cars, then proceeded to cross several counties, starting in Bedfordshire. He was stopped in Birmingham, 80 miles away. Released under investigation, he fled the country and was arrested on his return last year. Reza pleaded guilty to driving whilst disqualified and four counts of dangerous driving. At sentencing, the judge said it was the worst case of dangerous driving that he had ever seen. Mr. Reza will serve 50 months in jail. Local MP Mohammed Yazing addressed Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Parliament on Tuesday, asking if lawbreakers should not be lawmakers. The Prime Minister offered an apology and said he would be getting on with the priorities of the country. Phase 1 of the £1.5 million refurbishment of Bedford's embankment along the River Great Ouse began this week. The walkways and pavement areas from Bushmead Avenue down to Newnham Road are being resurfaced with buff quartzite to fully restore its original look. Completion is expected in 8 weeks, right before the River Festival in July. The Bedford Town Eagles will be promoted next season to Step 3 football following their win over AFC Dunstable. The team secured the Southern League Division 1 Central title over the weekend. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.